Our series this week, The Cost of Our Water, has looked at the challenges facing New York City's water system, from purchasing land around upstate reservoirs to the escalating water rates paid by property owners. In Day 5, River, Jarrett Murphy from our reporting partner, CityLimits.org, looks at our sewage system, which requires a major and expensive overhaul.
Paddles up! Paddles up! Attention, please! Go!
Go!
One! Two! Let's go,
let's go!
Come on, ladies!
More effort! Bury the lead!
The Empire Dragon Boat Racing Team is practicing on Flushing Bay in Queens, right near City Field and LaGuardia Airport.
It's pretty gross.
That's paddler Karen Craddock.
There's usually stuff floating on top of it. Some is identifiable trash that you'd rather see in a bathroom waste bin.
The Empire team consists entirely of women who've had cancer. Dragon boat racing has become a popular way for survivors to feel healthy again. Problem is, Flushing Bay is often not a healthy place to be splashing around. Ask Coach Akilah Simon.
My skin was falling off. I kid you not. Skin was just peeling off, and I had gotten an infection from the water.
That's because some of New York's sewage pipes collect both raw sewage and rainwater. Normally, all of it goes to treatment plants. But if it rains too hard, plants can't handle the volume, and the untreated water flows to places like Flushing Bay. That's called a combined sewer overflow. While water quality has improved in New York, Larry Levine of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the city is just now coming to terms with sewer overflows.
The scale of the problem here in New York is so vast, such a large system, on the order of 27 billion gallons a year of overflow, that the progress has been slower than one would hope.
Some other cities are well ahead. San Francisco completed its overflow reduction work in 1997. Boston will do so later this year. New York is just now drawing up its comprehensive strategies to reduce discharges. The city's Environmental Protection Commissioner, Emily Lloyd, says New York's waterways are hampered by their history.
They've been heavily used for industrial uses for over 100 years.
Under the Federal Clean Water Act, cities like New York are required to try to make their waters swimmable.
That is a very big hill for us to climb.
The state says the city is not climbing that hill fast or far enough. Albany rejected two versions of the city's cleanup plan for Alley Creek, a waterway on the Queens border with Nassau County, saying it didn't go far enough. The city contends that it chose the most practical policy it could afford. The biggest obstacle to reducing sewage overflow is cost. Solving them will cost billions of dollars, and New York City residents and businesses will pay the bill through their water rates. The city is already working on its next plan for the Bronx River.
The first thing we try to do is assess the current condition of the river.
That's Jim Muller of the city's Department of Environmental Protection at a hearing last month. He said the city is exploring engineering options like disinfection stations, as well as green infrastructure. But totally eliminating overflows would be prohibitively expensive.
We're not here to say we're not going to reinvest in the Bronx River. We just want to do it smartly, to try to get a bang for the buck.
That's the question facing New York City. Can we afford the cost of cleaning up our rivers and bays? Bronx River Alliance Director Linda Cox acknowledges that higher water rates are a burden to property owners. But she argues that if cleaned, waterways could have a big, everyday impact too.
We really need to be in this for the long haul. Don't we want these water resources to be a primary place for us to really enjoy nature and enjoy fun and use?
Advocates think there are some low-cost ways to improve the sewage system. People can help by reducing their water consumption during heavy rainstorms. Simply delay taking a shower, doing a load of laundry, or even flushing the toilet. That will cut the amount of water the system has to deal with and reduce the risk of sewer overflows. As for Flushing Bay, the city's long-term plan isn't even due for 2 years. And the work to clean it and other waterways could take until 2030. Until then, the Empire Dragon Boat racers will try to avoid getting splashed. For WNYC, I'm Jarrett Murphy.
The Cost of Our Water is a collaboration with the news website CityLimits.org. WNYC's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation.